At the conclusion of these prayers that are printed and also projected, we will sing the song twice through, Spirit of the Living God. We'll let that happen right after the prayers. We pray. Make us one, Lord, in our eagerness to speak good news and set all captives free. Give us your Holy Spirit. Make us one, Lord, in concern for the poor, the hurt, and the downtrodden, to show them your love. Make us one, Lord, in worship, breaking bread together and singing your praise with single voice.
Give us your Holy Spirit.
Make us one, Lord, in faithfulness to Jesus, who never fails us and who will come again in triumph.
Give us your Holy Spirit.
Give us your Holy Spirit, God our Father, so we may have among us the same mind that was in Christ Jesus and proclaim him to the world. May every knee bow down and every tongue confess him, Lord, to the glory of your name. Amen. Let's continue our prayers. Heavenly Father, today we thank you for our graduates here at Peace, for each of them and their unique gifts and the hard work that they have put in, for Dwayne and Joey, for Megan and also Amber. We thank you for the blessings they are and will be for years to come, for the education they've learned and for the talents you have blessed them with. Lord, would you send their Holy Spirit into their life every day? Grow them, strengthen them in everything that they do, and help them to see that they're unfinished and that you have greater things ahead waiting for them. Lord, also today we thank you for Sunday school and the youth at our church. We thank you for the hard work of the Sunday school teachers, for our superintendents, for the students that have gathered, for the lessons learned and the friendships that have been shared. Lord, would you send your Spirit upon each of our students and our teachers and superintendents this summer, that they would feel your presence, be uplifted and strengthened for everything in their family and for the things ahead, that they could see themselves as unfinished and ready to be used by you in the days ahead. Finally, Lord, we pray for those people on our prayer list. Some of them feel finished. Lord, help them today by sending your Holy Spirit so that they can see that even in the struggles in life, they are unfinished and that you can do some powerful things. Lord, bless those people that we named today. Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Gary, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, Carla and her family, Janine, Art, Mal, Andrew, Kiera, Carlos, Kathy, Peggy, Pete, Jean, Tiffany, Dylan, Rob, the family of Larry Griffith, Stella, and Barbara. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to uplift these names, to gather and call upon your name, and to utilize your Holy Spirit to strengthen and comfort. May the Holy Spirit extend out to these individuals today. And Lord, we thank you for the prayer your Son taught us today, and we share it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive a final blessing from the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. Amen.